When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes and the romping river pushes every little wheel and wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June, 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 June. Just because it's June, June, June. Because it's June, 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 June. Just because it's June, June, June. June is busting out all over. The saplings are busting out with sap. Love has found my brother Junior and his sister's even loonier, and my ma's getting kittenish with pap. June is busting out all over. Men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because a captain's hanker for a comfort they can only get in port. Because it's June, 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 June. Just because it's June, June, June.
A very jazzy June from a great Broadway singer, Richard Kiley. You didn't know he had that kind of mojo in him, did you? Hello, it's Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM on Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, if it's June, then one of the great musicals of the entire theatrical canon cannot be far behind. And yes, of course, that's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, where that song is from. Carousel was their second effort together after Oklahoma, and I guess there's a syndrome in books called second novel syndrome. Well, it certainly didn't happen to Rodgers and Hammerstein. By all accounts, Carousel is not only a great musical from their work, but one of the great shows of all time. And we're turning to Carousel because it's June, or it's almost June, and our friends on the North Fork, the North Fork Community Theater, are preparing a performance of Carousel for three separate weekends, May 16th through June 2nd, Thursday through Sunday. So if you're interested, contact nfct.com and get over Hiu to Matatuck and see one of our great shows. Well, one of the things that made Carousel so amazing was what happened when the curtain went up at the Majestic Theater. If you're one of the lucky people to attend one of the 890 performances during its original Broadway run in the 1940s, and that was the amazing Carousel Waltz by Richard Rodgers. And Carousel opened without a dance or an opening ballet or without chorus girls, a very long, significant almost soundtrack-oriented opening where we learned about the carousel in Boothbay Harbor in Maine, the people who worked there, including, of course, Billy Bigelow, the carousel barker, and Julie Jordan, the girl from the mill, the local mill, who falls, perhaps tragically, in love with him. Anyway, everything was spelled out in movement and in choreography by Agnes DeMille for the opening number. So let us hear the miraculous Carousel Waltz, conducted by none other than Richard Rodgers with the New York Philharmonic. ¶¶ My goodness, don't you want to see the show that happens after that? I know I certainly do. And millions of theatergoers have ever since April of 1945, when Carousel debuted. Now, Carousel was based on a famous 1921 play called Lilium by a wonderful Hungarian playwright named Ferenc Molnár, and it was produced originally by the Theater Guild. And after the Theater Guild had such tremendous success with Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein, they wanted a follow-up, and they brought this play to Rodgers and Hammerstein, to Dick and Oscar, and they looked at it and they said, you know what, Teresa Helbrunn, the head of the Theater Guild, it ain't for us. It's too dark. It's the story of a carousel barker in Hungary who's sort of violent and difficult and gets married, bit of a wife beater, commits suicide in the course of a robbery trying to raise money for his family, and goes to heaven, sort of in limbo, and comes back. And I don't know, they said it's just not our cup of tea. But she prevailed, thankfully, for everyone. And they managed to reset it in Maine around the middle of the 19th century. And that seemed to work very well. They seemed to work much better in an American idiom, did Rodgers and Hammerstein. And their characters are now Billy Bigelow, the carousel barker, Julie Jordan, the woman from the mill, and her best friend, Carrie Pippridge. And Julie has a slightly odd, dark quality, but Carrie is a very, optimistic, jolly sort of soul. And here is what she sings about the man she wants to marry. And we'll hear a studio recording by none other than Barbara Cook.
Comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. Almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish, but he spends so much time in his round bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pippridge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pippridge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Smith, with the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go, and both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed, a drive into a cottage by the ocean side, where the living in a cottage by the sea with me. For I love that Mr. Small, that young seafaring, bold and daring, big beef whiskered, overbearing. Mr. Small.
Well, why shouldn't she be pleased? That was actually, I said it was a studio recording. That was Barbara Cook at Carnegie Hall. We'll hear Barbara Cook sing some of Julie Jordan in a studio recording in a moment or two. Let's go to the revival of Carousel at Lincoln Center in the mid-60s with the man who originated the part of Billy Bigelow, John Raitt, the great John Raitt, and Eileen Christie. And this is how Billy and Julie meet and fall in love. And I think if you're going to pick certainly one of the five great romantic scenes in musical theater, it has to be, one of them has to be this. I would argue that the bench scene, as it's called, is probably the greatest single scene in musical theater history. So without further ado, this is how Billy and Julie fall in love, courtesy of Dick Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein.
Say, tell me something. Ain't you scared of me?
I ain't scared.
That your name, Julie? Julie something?
Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I care to choose to stay. You couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. But if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you ever had a fella you'd give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Nowhere special I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No. Never loved no one. I told you that.
You're a funny kid. You want to go into town and dance, maybe?
Oh, or... no. I have to be careful.
Of what?
My character. You see, I'm never going to marry. I'm never going to marry. If I was going to marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never going to marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry you.
You?
Oh, that scares you, don't it? You're thinking of what that cop said.
No, I ain't. I don't pay no mind to what he said.
But you wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Oh, yes, I would. If I loved you, it wouldn't make any difference what you... Even if I died for it.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me? Or how you'd feel or anything?
I don't know how I know. Just the same, I know how it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle would tangle in the thread, and the warp would get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Soon you'd leave me.
Well, anyway, you don't love me. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes. I can smell them. Can you?
What?
The blossoms. The wind brings them down.
Ain't much wind tonight. Hardly any. You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hitting the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone to help me. I got it figured out for myself. We ain't important. What are we? A couple of specks of nothing. Look up there. There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky, and the sky's so big the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count at all. You're a funny kid. Don't ever remember meet another girl like you. You! Are you trying to get me to marry you?
Oh, no.
Well, then what's put it into my head? You're different, all right. Can't think what it is. You look up at me with that little kid face, like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie if I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. An easy way round in circles I'd go, longing to tell you but afraid and shy. I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Of day, never, never to
Oh, and the blossoms fall down, and Billy kisses Julie, and generations of theatergoers fall in love. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, and it should come as no surprise that today we're celebrating that great R&H show, Carousel, which is being performed at the North Fork Community Theater for a couple of weeks here from May 16th to June 2nd up in Matatuck on the North Fork. So go seek them out at nfct.com. Well, Julie and Billy, of course, fall in love. They get married, and this is the they have a slightly confrontational marriage. Billy is very difficult to tie down in any manner, shape, or form, and he runs afoul with a colleague named Jigger Cragen. As I mentioned, this takes place in Maine, and this is a group of rough-and-ready whalers. So if you can imagine the very New York Jerry Orbach playing Jigger Cragen, this was the 1966 revival. Here he is leading his fellow whalers in Blow High, Blow Low.
Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away. Away we'll go, go me high and low. For many and many a long, long day. For many and many a long, long day.
The people who live on land are hard to understand. When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. So I'm shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a feller can flip a hook in the hip of a whale.
Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away. Away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day. For many
rocking upon the sea, your boat will seem to be like a dear little baby in her bassinet. For she hasn't learned to walk, and she hasn't learned to talk, and her little behind is kind of inclined to be wet.
Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away. Away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day.
Those energetic whalers in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. Well, Billy Bigelow is enduring, at best, his marriage with Julie Jordan until he discovers, in fact, she's with child, and he's about to be a father. And this completely blows his mind, as we would say in contemporary parlance, and leads into, you know, again, it's a show full of amazing, groundbreaking numbers, probably the greatest solo in the history of musical theater, The Soliloquy. And rumor has it that Hammerstein spent something like 4 weeks writing it. He sent it to Dick Rogers, and Dick Rogers wrote the music to it in about 2 hours, at which point Oscar said, "I could have thrown a brick through the telephone." But of course, Rogers was a consummate theater man, had been thinking about it the whole time. There are many renditions of this song. John Rhett introduced it, of course. My favorite, however, is by Frank Sinatra, who may not be the greatest, most profound singer of all time, but is the best actor of this material. So, over to Frank Sinatra for Soliloquy.
I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he turns out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his pudding-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the morning for a swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill.
my boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river, or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat-bottomed, flabby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl? You can have fun with a son, but you've got to be a father too. A girl, she mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tintype of her mother. What a my little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls were meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can
to woo her from her faithful Dan. She has a few pink and white young fellas of 2 and 3, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. Gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or
tremendous. A great rendition of an amazing song. Probably the first time in a musical where a character went from A to B in the course of a show, had a sort of an emotional transition in the middle of a song itself. Stephen Sondheim, who was, of course, mentored by Oscar Hammerstein, went to see the opening night performance in April of 1945, and he said he cried so hard into Dorothy Hammerstein's fur that he ruined it after that particular moment in the show. Well, we come back. There's an intermission, so I guess it's a good time to reintroduce myself. Larry Maslon, of course, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on Peconic Public Broadcasting. Hope you listen to this show and our numerous other podcasts through the summertime. And I want to remind you that the North Fork Community Theater is doing Carousel even as we speak. And they will have a gala to raise money for their new theater, which I certainly hope they get because they're good folks, on June 15th. So you can check out their website, nfct.com, to find out more. Okay, have we taken our seats? Have we gone? Maybe if we went out in the lobby of the Majestic Theater in 45, we'd have looked across the street and we'd have seen Oklahoma, the St. James. What a success those guys had. Don't you envy Rodgers and Hammerstein? Well, we can at least listen to their music. And we'll come back to, again, one of these great celebrations that people in Maine seem to have, which is a clam bake. Maybe this summer, if you're on the North Fork or the South Fork, you'll have one as well. But here from the original Broadway cast from 1945 is a real nice clam bake.
When we raked them red-hot lobsters out of the driftwood fire, they sizzled and crackled and sputtered a song fitting for an angel's choir.
Fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's choir.
We slid them down their back and peppered them good and doused them in melted butter. Then we tore away the claws and cracked them with our teeth, 'cause we weren't in the mood to putter.
Fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's choir.
Then at last come the clouds, steamed under ragweed and poppy from their shells.
Just how many of them galloped down our
was from the original cast recording of Carousel. Of course, like all the big Rodgers and Hammerstein hits, Carousel was ultimately made into a movie in the 50s, and the original Billy Bigelow was who? Hands out there, if you said Gordon McRae, you'd be half right. Gordon McRae finished the movie, but the man who started the movie was Frank Sinatra. And when he found out that the film was going to be done in this kind of odd CinemaScope, on the first day, and it required him to do every take twice, he quit after doing some pre-recording and left poor Shirley Jones in tears. Well, let's go to Shirley Jones, that wonderful interpreter of all manner of musical comedy, singing from the film itself, Julie Jordan, saying that there's no point in wondering about how men treat their women, because if he's your fella, you love him, and that's all there is to that.
What's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad, or if you like the way he wears his hat? Oh, what's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad? He's your feller and you love him. That's all there is to that. At the end and will be sad, and now's the time to break and run away. But what's the use of wondering if the end and will be sad? He's your feller and you love him. There's nothing more to say.
Now's the time.
Well, if you can hear some tragic strains in that, uplifting lament, to use an oxymoron, you're right. Billy Bigelow's trajectory is none too happy. In order to raise money for his family, he agrees to participate in a robbery, which goes awry, and he's accidentally stabbed. And over his body, his wife, Julie Jordan, sings a song trying to uplift his spirits before they disappear from this world. And here again is Barbara Cook, now playing Julie Jordan from a terrific studio recording from the mid-'80s.
Keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of when you walk through a storm. Keep your chin.
Well, you can't keep Billy Bigelow down, certainly not as embodied by the great opera singer Sam Raimi from the same concert recording from the mid-'80s. So here's Billy Bigelow, after shuffling off this mortal coil, demanding to make his case to the highest judge of all.
Take me beyond the pearly gates through a beautiful marble hall. Take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge of all. Let the Lord shout and yell and his eyes flash flame. I promise not to quiver when he calls my name. Let him send me to hell, but before I go, I feel that I'm entitled to a hell of a show. What pink-faced angels on a purple cloud, twanging on their harps till their fingers get red? What organ music, let it roll out loud? Star in heaven hanging in the room, shining in my eyes when I hear my doom. Reckon my sins are good big sins, and the punishment won't be small. So take me before the highest throne and let me be
Well, if you know the story to Carousel, you know that Billy Bigelow gets one more chance to come down from heaven to see his daughter, whom he never really got a chance to father, and inspire her to move on through the world, and he does so admirably. Rogers always said it was his favorite show, Carousel, because it spoke to passion and commitment, and he said those were two things that he felt very strongly about. The North Fork Community Theater is doing it, production of the show from the end of May through early June. Do try to catch it up in Manitouk. And it's a show that's inspired so many people. It inspired footballers in England and churchgoers and theatergoers. And I think one of the most inspiring renditions is by none other than Louis Satchmo Armstrong. So take it away, Ambassador Satch.
When you walk through the storm, put your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown,
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.